Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ray Fittipaldo joins us on that hotline from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Good morning to you, Ray. How you doing?
I'm doing good, guys. How are you?
We're great. We are great. And some news yesterday, of course, with Mike Tomlin getting that extension. And the question a lot of people have, and we're amongst them, is why the urgency? Why now? Why couldn't Mike Tomlin have played out his current contract a little bit more, and then you'd survey the scene some and see if he needed a new contract or an extension? Why now, Ray?
Colin, I think it's a great question, and I don't have an answer for you. You know, part of me is not surprised because this is the way the Rooney family operates, and you know, clearly Art was taking notes when his dad was running the team. This is straight out of Dan's playbook. So I'm not surprised in that way, but it is kind of amazing. You know, when you think about it, Colin, I don't know if 31 other owners would have made this move, and certainly not right now. If you look at it, just over the way the past four seasons have ended, okay, 2017, the 45-42 loss to the Jaguars, not even that close. They scored a touchdown with like 2 seconds left, okay? 7-2-1 in 2018, you lose four of your final six. I think you go from the 2 seed to out of the playoffs. 2019, you're in playoff position, you lose your last three. You know, you could put an asterisk next to that if you want because Ben wasn't playing, but still, you were in position, you didn't get the job done. Then last year, you start 11-0 and you lose five of your final six, including another blowout playoff loss at home. I mean, it's kind of amazing when you think about it in those terms. But again, the Rooney family has had so much success in the way they deal with coaches. I think a lot of people were giving them, you know, the benefit of the doubt on this one.
Are Steelers fans, and we keep using this word, Ray, maybe it's fair, maybe it's not, but are Steelers fans, in your mind, spoiled? And is there necessarily anything wrong with maybe not being spoiled, but just being greedy when the expectations are always championships?
Yeah, I mean, I guess if you're 80 years old and you were alive during the 70s, I guess you are spoiled. But there's a large section of this fan base that has only been alive for two championships. So I guess you look at it that way. To me, the only fan base that is spoiled right now in the NFL is the New England Patriots. And, you know, we could talk about, you know, the 70s all you want. But when I think of spoiled fan bases right now, I think Patriots. I don't think about the Steelers.
You said about the Steelers being successful in finding coaches, which obviously they were. They've only hired three of them in the last million years. But doesn't that point to that Tomlin should be held to a higher standard, because if they need to go out and find a new coach, they could go out and find a good one?
Very true. But I also think part of this is, you know, Jerry Dulac wrote a story on this, kind of the unknown that's going to happen after the 2021 season ends. You know, 99% sure Ben Roethlisberger is going to move on. After the season ends, Kevin Colbert, who knows, he's going to be here through next year's draft. We know that, but you know, he's 64 years old and has been going year to year. I think that organization has a ton of confidence in Brandon Hunt, you know, when the time comes, but I think there's probably the want or the desire to have someone like Mike Tomlin to be there to sort of, you know, steer them through that next phase after Ben and after Colbert. So I think that's what this is all about. Jerry pointed out, unprecedented term with this contract. So there is a big-time commitment here. Usually they do this in July, right before training camp starts or right after training camp starts, and it's usually only for 2 years. So the fact that it's three, you know, that tells me that they kind of want Mike to be around to, you know, to sort of guide them through the, you know, the uncertain future here after Ben and Kevin move along.
It is 8:07, excuse me. You can save time, money, and get a cash offer with the Homebuyers of Pittsburgh. Call 412-500-9057. Okay, let's pick up on what you just said there. He can guide them through this uncertain time, this turbulent time. Does that mean as they assimilate another quarterback, which they will have to do after Ben Roethlisberger, almost certainly after this year, when they do that, then does Mike Tomlin, then does he become not necessarily judged on wins and losses towards the tail end of this extension?
Well, not necessarily. I think the Steelers are always going to be that team that expects to win. And, you know, we've talked about this in the past. This team is going to be fine. This team is never going to bottom out as long as they have Cam Hayward healthy, T.J. Watt, Minkah Fitzpatrick. Those are three dynamic defensive pieces that you can build around. I still think, even though last season didn't end very well for that defense in the playoffs, I still think they're going to be a top five, top 10 defense this year, even without Dupree, Nelson, Hilton, all those guys that left. I still think they're going to find a way to piece it together to be a top 10 defense. So even when Ben does move on, TJ Watt is still on his first contract. They're going to sign him. Same with Minkah. They have the pieces on defense where Mike Tomlin is going to be, they're going to expect him to win. And, you know, to win big every year. So I think it's going to be a new dynamic. You know, they're probably going to have a QB on a rookie contract, so the cap won't be as much of an issue, even though some of those defensive contracts will be due and they're going to have to pay those guys. But it's kind of going to be like a new era, kind of what Baltimore and Cleveland are going through now. And
you got to hope you pick the right one, that's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, Mike's never been through this. He's always had a franchise quarterback, but I think Baltimore, Cleveland, you know, a lot of teams around the league have had success with quarterbacks on rookie contracts. I think the blueprint is out there. But, of course, like you said, you got to go out and get the right one.
Ray, we talked about this yesterday, but what one thing would surprise you the most? Next, a week from tomorrow night, it's Thursday night, first round, NFL draft. The Steelers do what? And Ray Fittipaldo nearly falls off his chair.
Draft Landon Dickerson, because I know he's a stud, but there were some reports yesterday. Pro Football Network came out with you know, a lot of teams having doubts about his medicals. I think he was given like a C-minus medical grade. Best center in the draft. It's a big need for the Steelers, but knowing what I know about how the Steelers operate with medicals, I would be shocked if they draft Landon Dickerson, even though a lot of people out there are tying him to the Steelers. I would be shocked, just given what I know about the way they approach things, that Dickerson was the guy in the first round. I'm not saying the second round if he falls, but I'd be shocked if they take him at number 24.
So, Ray, when's the next Ray Fittipaldo mock draft? What is it, like 8.6 now coming out? Or
You sound like Cook, Jim. No, it's going to be next Wednesday, I believe, is the final one, 4.0. So,
yeah, four is enough. And maybe the demand will be some year that you have to have one like every day.
Ray Fittipaldo.
I could probably do one every day.
Ray Fittipaldo joining us here, brought to you by Matt Mertz Plumbing, Pittsburgh's leader in trenchless sewer repair. Get back into the medical stuff real quick in terms of diving into what is acceptable then in the confines of that office in terms of, and I don't want to say like one surgery or two, nothing like that, but what is acceptable? Is it something that is a red flag when you know it when you see it and something's too far? What is generally the barometer with guys?
Yeah, I don't necessarily think it's number of surgeries or anything like that. It's just, these guys are examined by doctors, and these doctors can tell, you know, how those injuries have healed. And, you know, they have doctors around the league, not just the Steelers. They can say this guy's going to have a 3-year career. This guy's going to have a 5-year career. And is it 100% all the time? No. But more often than not, those guys are pretty spot on with those types of evaluations. So I mean, sometimes people get proven wrong. I remember Carl Lawson a couple years ago. He fell to the fourth round because he had some. He's turned out to be a really good player. We'll see if he could have longevity. But I think you have to be careful in the first round, Colin. I'm not saying don't roll the dice mm-hmm. in the second round on a guy like Dickerson. I'm just saying, in a year like this year where you have so many needs, if you're not sure about the medicals, and maybe they have a different report on these medicals than what Pro Football Network is reporting, but you better be sure at number 24 right. that you're going to get a player that's going to last more than 3 or 5 years.
I'm just saying this, that send the guys, don't send the same people that evaluated Ladarius Green to evaluate these people, and you might be okay.
You might. That's a good point.
Mm-hmm. Ray Fittipaldo covers the Steelers for the Post-Gazette. He's with us here on the Fan Morning Show. Kind of flying under the radar a bit because of all the draft hype, Ray. Owners are going to meet and talk about prospective rule changes today. They'll meet virtually. One thing that hasn't been talked about as much because of the potential jersey number changes that they're going to make because of the crazy overtime proposal by the Ravens is that Eagles proposal to institute 4th and 15 as an onside kick alternative is still out there. This will be the third year it'll be up for a vote. The first year it got roundly cast aside. Last year was closer to a split. They need a clear 2/3 majority to approve it. Do you think we're any closer to the league implementing something like that?
I am intrigued by it. I don't know if they'll get to the 2/3 this year. But listen, I mean, the onside kick, the way the rules are written now, they're trying to protect players and avoid those big collisions. And it's just so hard to manufacture that excitement that was there, 3 and 5 and 15, 20 years ago with the onside kick. So I wouldn't mind seeing it. I'm usually like an old school guy. I don't like to see a lot of gimmicks in the game, but I got to be honest, at the very least, I would want to see that in the preseason, see how it goes, see how it looks, and then maybe you make an evaluation after that. But I'm not totally close to that idea. I actually kind of like it.
Ray Fittipaldo. Ray, tell us, and by the way, brought to you by Matt Mertz Plumbing, Pittsburgh's leader in trenchless sewer repair. This weather putting a little damper on your little bucko season. I saw you guys were out there last night, though, getting after it. Did you get the big W last night?
Big 6-5 W in-house, but good thing we got it in because it's snowing out there now.
Yeah, how'd Paul Fittipaldo do? Is he the man of the match?
He did fine. He did okay.
Oh, yeah, I bet he had like four home runs, man. And threw a one-hitter. And Ray's mad about that one hit he gave
like
up.
Like Ohtani.
Yes, Ray is so tough. Thank you, Ray. We appreciate it. Good luck, and good luck with that Renegade outfit AAU team that you run, getting kids from Cuba, I heard. I heard you have a Cuban defector. Is that true on your team?
No, Dominican.
Okay,
Dominican.
Gotcha. Thank you, Ray. We'll talk again.
It's probably 18.
Guys. Yes, I know. The mustache. He's like, hey, kids, shave that mustache. Anyway, yeah, Ray. Man, I'm puzzled by this. Good morning to you, Jim, by the way. How are the roads?
They're fine.
How are the other drivers?
They're okay.
Just okay. Not fine?
There was one dude or somebody was just slowing everybody down, but it was fine.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.